Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please like us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now with the Now Network and the P2P Ministries. And thank you to all those who've already had the opportunity to do so. Guess what? We all have something to share. Oh, yes, we do. We all have something to share, something to add, something to say, some other. So please give us your own, yes, your own topics directly on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome network, the Now Network, or myself. And thank you, Mighty Man of God, Pastor E, for the opportunity to be your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you on today for being such a good God. We thank you for being a loving God, a kind God, a merciful God. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. We thank you for bringing us together here on tonight to uplift your name, Lord. We surrender all to you on tonight. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome you into this atmosphere to lead, to guide, and direct. May all that we say, all that we do, bring glory and honor to your name. We love you, and we say bless your holy name. Amen. Well, hello, hello, listening audience. Praise God on tonight. I am excited to be back before you on this evening, and I thank God for each one of you. I pray that your day has been both positive and be encouraged on tonight. Oh, yes, be encouraged on tonight. There is nothing, nothing too hard for God. He is the creator of the universe. If he said it, will he not perform it? Will he not do it? See, God is still on the throne, and he reigns forever and ever. God loves you with an everlasting love. What a mighty God we serve. See, he is an awesome God. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. There is no end to his kingdom because he reigns forever and ever. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Well, tonight is our hot topic here on Women Speak Now. Yes, those topics that you have thought about, those topics that you want to talk about, and finally someone is bringing it out to discuss. So tonight we have three hot topics on tonight. And our first hot topic, number one, is don't worry. If you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, why pray? Number one, if you are going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, why pray? That's hot topic number one. Hot topic number two is, yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. Number two, yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. And the last topic, which is hot topic number three, we're going to talk about on tonight is, do we have itching ears or do we have ears that want to hear the truth? Number three, do we have itching ears or ears that want to hear the truth? So let's get into it. Hot topic number one. If you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, why pray? So we know that the Word of God tells us not to worry, but somehow we find ourselves worrying anyway. We find ourselves what? Yes, worrying too much. We worry. We just worry ourselves. We're worrying too much. See, there is so much to worry about, you might be saying, but there's just so much to worry about. So how could you say don't worry when there is so much to worry about? And I must agree, yes, there is so much to worry about. I agree with you. But you know what? If we allow ourselves to worry, then there's so much to worry about. See, that's if we allow ourselves, to just focus and worry, then we're going to worry ourselves to death. Amen. Just turning on the news, something as simple as just turning on the news will make the average person worry. Yes, just turning on the news will make the average person worry. You got politics, war, rumors of wars, death, earthquakes, all kind of Mother Nature or whatever. These natural things that happen, like earthquakes and hurricanes, all this type of thing that's going on. And if you just listen to this all day, you will begin to worry. Then you have things about the stock market crash and that, you know, your savings is not going to be here anymore because your stock market crash, or your Social Security is not going to be here. There's all these things to worry you, right? The news is just full of things to make you worry. So you know what? I have not even watched much news lately. I just have not really watched a lot of news. I can't say that it's really been on purpose. Maybe it has, but it's just so full of negative news that I just don't feel the need to catch up on the news. I don't turn it on and just have it on and watching it constantly. I don't do that. But I do have CNN on my phone, so I do get my updates throughout the day, and I may read some things here on social media. You know, you have the news that posts different things, so I pretty much can catch up what's going on. But what I'm talking about is when you're watching news and they're going over that same topic over and over every hour. I mean, it could be something small, but by the time you've watched it three times in that day for hour after hour, you're just stressed out all about it. I mean, it's just nerve-wracking. So the average person worries about things like not having enough money. They worry about things like not having enough food or not having food at all. They worry about housing, where they're going to live, if they are living, if they're going to continue to live there. Are they in jeopardy of losing their house? Then they worry about things like finding a job, losing their jobs. Then you have relationships. People worry about their relationships. Are they going to be in a relationship? Is the relationship they're in going to survive? Is this whatever things that worry you about relationships with your parents, with your siblings, spouses, all this relationship thing, right? And then the list can go on and on. So what's the point? The point is the average person is worried. Yes, the average person is what? Is worried. Let's face it. Many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. Yes, we are. Many of us that work are living paycheck to paycheck. What does that mean? That means miss one paycheck, and let's see if you can continue to pay your bills. Let's see if you're going to have money already saved to pay whatever's coming up next, to pay that mortgage, to pay that rent, to pay that car note, to pay your utility bills, and then to buy food and have gas in your car. Or if you don't have a car, to provide transportation. That's what you call living paycheck to paycheck. See, the average American does not save because there is no extra money after you paid out everything to have money to save. So what does that mean? It means that the average American is living paycheck to paycheck. Yes, paycheck to paycheck. Or they're living on what's called a fixed income. That means your income is already fixed. You're going to get X amount of money. You may be on subsidized living. You may be receiving Social Security or any type of subsidized living, or you may be in retirement, but you only get a certain amount of money each month, and you have to make that money stretch until the next month. That's called a fixed income. Then one of the things I just talked about was food. That's something that's really important. People are concerned about food. If they have enough food, what they're going to eat, that's like something that worries you. Really having food and having enough food is what the issue is. So food is a topic. And really it's about hunger. And you know, hunger, yes, hunger. People are hungry all over the world. And when we often think of hunger, when you think of hunger, what normally comes to your mind? When you think of hunger, normally we think of what? A third world country. That's what normally comes to your mind. One of the reasons why it probably comes to your mind, because when you're watching TV or the news, they're constantly showing you people that are hungry in third world countries. You hardly ever see anything on TV showing you that people are hungry in America. But guess what? People are hungry in third world countries. People are hungry all over the world. And people are hungry right here in America. Yes, people are hungry right here in America. Yes, that's right. Right here in America, millions, not thousands, millions of people go hungry each and every day. Yes, I said people are hungry right here in America, and millions go hungry each and every day. In fact, 46 million, that's 46 million, people have turned to organizations like Feed America. Why is that? It's due to losing the job. Maybe they have low wages. Maybe they have so many medical bills or other bills that they don't have money left for food. So people are turning to organizations that give out free food. And then the list of reasons why, it can go on and on. And even people who are fortunate enough to be in two family incomes, I mean two people in the family, the husband and wife, are both working, two family income, even they are finding it difficult to pay bills and then have money left over to feed their families for the whole entire month. Before they get paid again, most people get paid every 2 weeks. They're having a hard time stretching that money. So can we say the struggle is real? Oh, yes, the struggle is truly real. The struggle is real, y'all. Yet God is our provider. Oh, yes, God is our provider. And we thank you, Lord, for being our provider. Now, aside from homelessness and hunger, which is like two of the bigger issues here that we're facing throughout the entire world, there are still so many things that people are worried about. People are worried about things like war and rumors of war. They're worried about dying, being killed, coming down with a chronic disease, and all the things we just talked about. So life itself has people worried. You got single people worried about getting married, married people worried about getting divorced. Those that have want more. Those without are worried about not having. We have parents worried, siblings worried, spouses worried. People are worried, period. Amen? And as a mother, mothers are worried. Yes, as mothers, we worry about our children. As mothers, we worry about our children's safety. We worry about their finances. And then we worry the most about their relationship with God because we want our kids to be saved. Yes, we're worried about their relationship with God. Do they truly have a personal relationship? Are they going to let the world distract them and take them away? Are they going to let Satan pluck them away from God? Are they going to be distracted? We're worried about their souls. Amen? And even as mothers, we can offer our children advice. Yes, we can offer our children advice. We can talk to our children till we are blue in the face. Yes, we can talk to our children till we become blue in the face. We can talk. Yet, our children will have to make their own decisions. Yes, they have to make their own decisions. See, they will have to look out for their own safety as adults. Once they become adults, they have their choice to make their own decisions. So we have them, but for a period of time, and then it's up to them to make their own decisions. Yes, we're talking about our children. Amen. But what we can do and what we should do is pray. And pray often for our children. I said what we should do, what we can do is pray and pray often for our children. See, prayer is the best thing that we can do for our children. A lot of people feel like, oh, I want to just, you know, buy my child all these things. I want my child to have a better life than I had. I want my child to go to private school. I want my child to learn all these different things, to be able to just be independent, to be in sports, to play an instrument, all these things. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But the best thing we can do for our children is, number one, introduce them to God. Yes. Number two is pray for our children. They really go both hand in hand. Introduce them to God and pray for our children. Prayer is the best thing we can do for them. And then showing our children that we do pray. Let our kids hear us praying. Let our kids see us praying. Amen. And that we believe as parents in prayer definitely changes things. And, of course, teaching them how to pray. We have to teach our kids how to pray. So this all goes into worrying. And as a mother of three children, I have two adult sons and one 17-year-old daughter, and I have had my share of worry. Yes, I've said I have my share of worry, my share of joy, and then my share of stress. Oh, yes, I've had my share of stress. And if I allow myself to just worry, then I will become stressed out. I will be worried, upset, and et cetera. But I have to trust in God and really cast my cares about my children onto the Father. Amen. See, I can't handle it all on my own. There's just some things my children go through that it's just hard as a parent, as a mother. If you own this line, you can relate that as a mother, it is difficult, it is hard to see your children make wrong decisions, to see your children going a way that you have taught them not to go. It's difficult to see that. Amen. But we know we have to allow them to make their own decisions because we want them to have their own personal relationship with God. But we still have to teach them. We still have to talk. We have to be the example, all those things. But we're talking about what it is to worry. And we know that mothers worry about their children. And motherhood itself is a full-time and a lifetime commitment. Motherhood is a full-time and lifetime commitment that He gives us the strength. Now, one of the greatest needs of many believers, we're just talking about believers now. We just switched gears, moved away from motherhood. We're talking about just as a believer. One of the greatest needs of many as believers is the need to be delivered from worry. Yeah, to be delivered from worry, from anxiety. Did you know that anxiety, stress, and worry are the three culprits of heart attacks and strokes? Yes, anxiety, stress, and worry. Anxiety, stress, and worry, the three culprits of heart attacks. See, we allow the pressure of the world, things like bills, money issues, family issues, marriage issues, job issues, other people issues, issues, to keep us in a state of worry, that our body has to react to this worry and to this stress. Your body can only take so much of this pressure as you begin to worry about bills, as you begin to worry about money, as you begin to worry about family issues, marriage issues, job issues, issues. Your body begins to react. And what is the body reaction to all the stress? Most times it's going to be weight gain. You're going to start having sleepless nights. You're going to start having blood pressure. And blood pressure, when it's high for a prolonged period of time or untreated, will result in strokes and heart attacks. So we have to get all the stress off of us. Yes, we got to get it off of us. We got to shake it off, take it off. We got to get it off of us. How do we get it off of us? By giving it over to God. Yes, by giving it over to God. Give it over to God. By truly trusting God to fight our battles. By truly having faith that God will and that he can work it out. Oh, Jesus is going to work it out. Jesus is going to work it out. Jesus is going to work it out. Jesus truly can work it out. Amen. See, as believers, we are not supposed to worry. We're to cast all of our cares on Jesus. We're to call on the name of Jesus in times of distress. We're to call on the name of Jesus in times of trouble. We are to call on the name of Jesus in our times of stress and worry. As a believer, we should not be walking around with our heads hung low and not having any hope, not having any faith, being stressed out and worrying ourselves to death. Not to say that we should not we're not going to experience human emotions, because we are. We're human. We're going to experience human emotions. We're going to experience human situations, trials and tribulations. See, we're going to have trials and tribulations as believers, but we're also going to have God on our side. And when we have God on our side, he will fight our battles. See, we can take it to the Father, and by faith know that he can and he will work that thing out. I said we can take it to the Father and know that he can and he will work that thing out. Amen. See, we are victorious through Christ Jesus, and we are more than a conqueror. Yes, we are. Even with our trials, even with our tribulations, we can have peace at night, and we can have joy in the morning. I said we can have peace at night, and we can have joy in the morning. See, God is our peace. Oh, yes, he is. Glory, hallelujah. We look to the hills when we worry as believers, because we know that we have help, and our help comes from the Lord. Amen? Amen. What does the Word of God say about all this, about this hot topic number one? What does the Word of God say about hot topic number one? If we're going to pray, don't worry, and if we're going to worry, why pray? What does the Word of God have to say on this issue, on hot topic number one? Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. That's Matthew, the sixth chapter. Matthew, the sixth chapter, verses 25 through 34. And it reads, it says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has trouble of its own. Amen. As believers, we don't have to worry. We can lay down our troubles, our worries, our doubts, our trials, and our tribulations at the feet of Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, for he will give us the victory. We have overcome the world through faith in the Holy One of Israel. We're talking about Jesus. We now have everlasting life if we hold out to the end. Hold up the bloodstained banner, for we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. So we can be confident that nothing should separate us from the love of God. Don't worry. Don't worry. Pray about it. Believe God and be confident God got it. Glory. Hallelujah. Hot topic number two. Hot topic number two. Yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. Hot topic number two. Yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. We live in a world that is full of mess. Yes, mess. We're talking about mess. There is lawlessness throughout the land. There's no respect for human life. We have police brutality. We have killing, lying, stealing, cheating, betrayal, disease, and so on and so on. Now, that is not the way that God intended it to be. This is not the way that God has intended it for it to be. And then we have mess all around us. We have messy friends. We have mess at home. We have mess on the job. We have mess everywhere. Why is this? Like I said, well, God originally created the world perfectly, perfectly. But because of sin of man, everything became imperfect. I said because of the sin and the fall of man, everything became imperfect. Yes, we are born into sin, into a messy world. In fact, research shows that by the age of four, 90% of children, by the age of four, have learned the concept of lying. Lying, yes, lying, L-Y-I-N-G, lying, to tell a lie. 90% of children by the age of four have learned the concept of lying. Based on studies performed in the past, it's estimated that 60% of adults, grown folks, cannot have a 10-minute conversation without lying at least once. You telling me after a 10-minute conversation that 60% of grown folks gonna tell a lie? My Lord. Within those 10 minutes, talking about grown folks, an average of three lies was told. This is in the research. So within that 10 minutes, not only is 60% of the people going to tell a lie, but they're going to tell at least three of them. Mm-mm-mm. Why so much lying? Why so much lying? Guess what? Lying began in the Garden of Eden. Yes, it did. Lying. It began in the Garden of Eden, all the way in the book of Genesis, when Satan told Eve, "You will not die, Eve. Mm-mm. You will not die." In Genesis, the third chapter, verses 2-5. Genesis, chapter 3, verses 2-5. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." You will certainly not die, the serpent said. "You will certainly not die," said the serpent to the woman. "For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So can you say lies, deceit, betrayal? Lies, deceit, betrayal. Lies, deceit, betrayal. Can we say messy? Oh, yeah, messy. See, Satan was messy from the start. A liar from the start, all lies. For God had indeed said, "You must not eat of the fruit." But he said, "Oh, no, you're not going to die." Mm-mm. See, mess entered the world right there. It ain't been right since. We live in a messy world, but God is the message. Yes, messy. See, yeah, God is not a confusion. God is perfect, and he created the world perfect. See, we had it going on in the Garden of Eden. We had it going on. Everything was in peace. Yes, everything was in harmony. It was authentic, organic, holistic, the way God intended it. There was no worries, no stress, no drama, and sure enough, was no mess. Yet sin separated us from God. See, when Adam sinned, he had to separate from the benefits of the Garden of Eden. He was no longer able to live in harmony, no longer to enjoy perfection. He had to now die. And mankind had to now die because of disobedience. Thank God, though, we serve an awesome God. Oh, thank God we serve an awesome God. Even though man chose, as a human race, by Adam and Eve, they chose to be disobedient, God chose to give us a way back to him. Glory, hallelujah. To be reconciled back to God. 2 Corinthians 5:18. 2 Corinthians 5:18 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So, how do we survive? That was a question earlier. How do we survive in a messy world? A world that has moved away from God, a world that's calling what is evil now good, a world which now sees what is an abomination to God as righteous. How do we survive? We're talking about those that believe in God, those who believe in Christ Jesus. How do we survive in this messy world without getting involved in the mess or allowing the mess to consume us? How do we survive? How do we survive? Well, 2 Corinthians 6:17. That's 2 Corinthians 6:17. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So we must not allow ourselves to let the mess consume us. We are not to allow ourselves to let the mess consume us. We are to come out from among them and be separate. God will receive us. We are to preach Jesus. We are to live Jesus. We are to lead others to Jesus. Because Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and Jesus most definitely sets the captive free. See, he is hope to the hopeless. He is a mother to the motherless. He's a father to the fatherless, food to the hungry, water to the thirsty. He is the King of glory. He is everything. We're talking about God. God is everything we need, and everything we need is in God. The message to the world is this: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish. That means should not die, but should have everlasting life. John 3:16. Yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. He is hope. He is peace. He is joy. The message is Jesus saves. The message is Jesus saves. Jesus what? Jesus saves. That's the message. The message is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And only through him can you come to the Father. Amen. No one comes to the Father unless they go through Jesus. That's the message. The message is God is love. God loves you. Amen. Hot topic number three. That brings us to the last hot topic on tonight. That's our hot topic number three. And hot topic number three is, do you have itching ears or ears that want to hear the truth? Do you have itching ears or do you have ears that want to hear the truth? 2 Timothy 4:13. It says, for the time will come where people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. My God, what their itching ears want to hear. We must admit that some churches, not all, we're talking about some, keyword being here, some churches, some preachers, some pastors, some evangelists, etc., whether it be on the radio, whether it be on TV or the internet, even Facebook Live or Instagram, whatever, they have left preaching the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Yes, we're talking about some churches, preachers, pastors, evangelists, whether it be on TV, radio, internet, Facebook Live, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever arena they're using, that they have left preaching that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And they are now preaching prosperity. Yes, that is what people want to hear right now. They are preaching prosperity, riches, and glory. We're talking about itching ears. See, they're preaching things like God is going to give it to you. God is going to give it to you, whatever it is you want. Just turn around three times and bam, millions of dollars are in your bank account, just like that. That's what people want to hear. It's called itching ears, what the people want to hear. People want to hear good news. People want to hear good things. that they want to hear about the good that God has stored up for them, that God is going to open up the window of heaven and pour out a blessing just for them. That's what they want to hear. But they don't want to hear what they don't want to hear before they get to all this. They don't want to hear that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. They don't want to hear the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. They don't want to hear pick up your cross and follow me, Matthew 16:24. See, it does not matter if we don't want to hear the truth, whether we agree with the truth, whether we reject the truth. The truth is the truth anyhow. Amen. Oh, I said it does not matter if we don't want to hear the truth, whether we agree with the truth, whether we reject the truth, but the truth is the truth anyhow. The truth will set you free. God is truth, and his word endures forever. Can you handle the truth? We must preach the truth of the gospel of Christ Jesus in and out of season. We must preach it when, we must preach it now, we must preach it in season, out of season. We must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, it seems the message of repentance and reconciliation is what you should be preaching, what you should be hearing, that you need to repent, and that you could be reconciled to Christ, to God, through Christ Jesus. That is what we need to be hearing. But that message is being replaced, and more emphasis is being put on this self-satisfying spiritual experience. Like, long as you're satisfied with what you heard, whether it be the truth or not, whether it be the watered-down gospel or not, it's all about self-satisfying spiritual experience. People want to be entertained. It's time off for entertainment in the church. Yes, we can be entertained through songs. We're not really being entertained. We should be there singing for the glory of God. That's what we really are doing, coming into worship, to come into his presence, not about entertainment. Now, if you're enjoying it, fine. You know, it's a gift, music and all that. But the message should be repentance and reconciliation. Amen? And people are looking for, and they want more emphasis to be put on this self-satisfying spiritual experience. Like, I had an experience. It was so awesome, you know, where it should be, where the pastor preached, and I was compelled to get up into actual forgiveness. I was compelled to come to the altar. I was compelled to go preach the gospel. What is the message compelling you to do? Amen? And then they're looking for this non-judgmental atmosphere. Nobody wants to hear that their sin is wrong, that they are doing something that's not pleasing to God. But we have to tell the truth. Amen? Meaning people don't want to hear that it is a sin to lie. They don't want to hear that it's a sin to steal, that it's a sin to sleep with someone you're not married to. It's a sin to sleep with someone other than your spouse. The will of God, I said, let me slow it down so you can hear it clearly, that same sex is not in the will of God, and that sin is sin. Yes, I'm not sitting here saying one is better than the other. What I'm saying is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift is eternal life. Amen? And we all have a right to repentance. All we have to do is turn from our wicked ways, confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that Christ Jesus raised from the dead, and that he is the Son of God, and you will be saved. Now, we can reject all that. It's truly our choice, but we cannot and should not try to make our wrong right. We cannot make our wrongs right because we disagree with the word of God. I have never tried to make my wrong right. When I was doing wrong, when I was fornicating, which means I was having sex and I wasn't married, I never tried to make it right. I knew it was wrong. I felt convicted. I repented and I turned from my wicked ways, and you can too, whatever it is you're doing. Forgiveness is available for you. Amen? So we cannot make our crooked straight. No, we can't. We cannot turn what is wrong into right. But we have to know that God's word is true. Do you have itching ears, or can you handle the truth? Romans 3:4 says, of course not. Even if everyone else is a liar, God is true. As the scripture says about him, you will be proved right in what you say, and you will win your case in court. Point here, let God be the truth and every man a liar. See, God's word is always true. When you have itching ears, you will be eager for something else besides the word of God, besides sound doctrine. The word says that they will flock to teachers everywhere to rub their ears with lies rather than to run to those who are filling their souls with the truth of the gospel of Christ Jesus. God is still in control. He has set up the laws already. He's already given us his word, his commandments, and his truth. It's already written. We can accept the truth, or we can accept false doctrine. We can choose heaven or we can choose hell, but our motivation should always be to please God and not man, to have that eternal life that's already a free gift to you, to be the sons and daughters of God and of Christ Jesus, to live in his kingdom, because God so loved the world that he only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. You don't have to perish. The wages of sin has already been paid for you through the blood of Christ Jesus. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. Amen. Do not have itching ears. We have to watch what we allow into our ears. Now, it's not wrong to want nice things. It's not wrong to desire to have more than enough. But it really comes down to our intention. Our intention. Is it need that we want this certain thing, or is it greed? Are you a giver, or are you a taker? Do you want to just be blessed, or do you desire to be a blessing? God wants us to prosper and to be in good health, to be happy, to enjoy life. He wants us to be obedient as well, to be holy, to be humble, to love our neighbors, to pray for our enemies, to feed the hungry, to pray for the sick, and to preach the gospel, to just name a few. Are you truly seeking first the kingdom of God? And if you are, guess what? I have good news. The word of God says, and these things shall be added unto you. Yes, we can handle the truth. Yes, we can be doers and not just hearers of the word. Amen. We will not have itching ears, but we will have ears that hear the voice of God. We are strong in Christ Jesus, for he is truly the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, I said we are strong in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Don't run from the truth, but run to the truth. It's the truth that will set you free. All those that are in Christ Jesus are free. We are now a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That ends my hot topics on tonight. Let's just do a recap before we go to the lines and get you involved in this conversation. I want to hear what you have to say. It is your opportunity to speak now and be heard. And here were our three hot topics on tonight. We had hot topic number one. It was, if you're going to pray, don't worry. Number two, yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. And number three, do you have itching ears or ears to hear the truth? Let me hear from you. It is your turn to speak now and be heard. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless your name on tonight, Father God. We thank you for these hot topics, these topics that can be hot, these topics that can be heavy, these topics that are on the minds of your
people. They hot. They are hot. I thought you were doing a recap. I thought I had 2 minutes. I heard recap. I said, okay, I got a couple minutes.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Well,
Amen.
The hot topics are going on. I see the number one responder was Evangelist Virginia Valentine is dial number one. Bring her in. The rest of you that want to get involved in this call, dial one so you can be heard also. If you're on our secondary line, text me, message me, and let me know you have something to say, and I'll get you in that call also. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Well, thank you, man of God. How are you this afternoon, this evening?
Oh, blessed.
And good evening, Minister Michelle. Awesome.
Well, good evening. Good evening, mighty woman of God, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you. To God be
God
the glory.
God bless you, too. You got, yes, ma'am. And you are so awesome. You are a mighty woman of God, too. But I want
to God be the glory.
Yes, he does. I want to elaborate on number two. When you say, yes, yes, the world is in a mess.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, the world is in a mess. I agree with
yes.
you, because it is truth. The world is in a mess. But you say, but God, but God, but God is the message.
Amen. Yes, he is.
And you know what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will take our mess and he'll turn it into a message. God will take our mess and he'll turn it into a message.
Praise God.
Mess, mess, mess. Mess here, mess there, mess everywhere. Mess in the school. house, mess in the church house, mess in the White House, mess in your house. So much mess. You know why? Because we are not doing what we're supposed to do. It's going to always, because I heard you say it, I think it's over in Revelation. So in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulation. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Cheer up.
Glory.
Be happy. Because I have overcome the world. Jesus have overcome this world. And if he overcome the world, we are overcomers too. The Bible also said we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are in the world. Thank God I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. The world is going through so much because it's a lack of prayer, communication, love. It's all the above because we need to be about our Father's business. Jesus called us into this world. He said, and I think it's over in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and preach.
Yes.
To everyone. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach to everyone. Everyone, we got to go out and get the lost, the saved, and the lost, and all those who are out there. Police brutality. Black on black crime. Black killing black. Black killing black. Police brutality. They had a young man here in Baton Rouge today. Was shot by a police officer last week, but they couldn't bury him because of the weather. And his dad and his mom is a pastor.
Wow.
His dad is a pastor. He was running away from the police. They shot him six times, missed him three times, twice in the back and one in the leg. The world is in the mess.
Yes, it is. My God.
And we need to be before God. Minister Michelle, this is so
hot. Ma'am.
We need to be before God. We need to cry out to him.
I agree.
We need to cry out to him. And we need to preach Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Preach
Jesus. And him crucified.
Yes.
Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Preach Jesus.
And him crucified. Preach Jesus. I hear you talking about itching ears. Those who have itching ears. They want to hear what they want to hear.
Yes.
They don't want to hear sound doctrine. They don't want to hear the truth. They want something to itch their ears.
Yeah.
But we got to preach Jesus. If it hurt me, if it step on my toes, so be it. Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Preach Jesus.
And we are not doing it. The apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelist, preach Jesus. Preach Jesus and him.
Preach Jesus.
Crucified.
Yes.
Preach Jesus.
Yes, it's life, death, and burial,
resurrection. Minister Michelle, sometimes I don't turn my TV on till way in the afternoon.
No, I don't
blame
you.
Like you say, the repeat news, the news over and over and over, the same thing over and over and over.
Yes.
But when it's concerning Jesus, how much of that do you see on TV?
Right now.
How much of that do we see on TV?
Not much.
You go out there and you march for Jesus. We go out there and we march for Jesus, Minister Michelle, and those who are listening. How much of that you see on TV?
What you say?
When black on black kill the other one. They don't want to hear you say nothing about Jesus. They clicked you off of that mic. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But preach Jesus. I'm going to preach Jesus and him crucified. I'm going to preach Jesus till hell freezes over.
Yeah.
These are awesome hot topics. And you talked about number one. If you worry, pray. But guess what? Pray. Prayer is an awesome key. Pray. Let me share this, and I'm going to get off this line. My grandson, I brought him home with me because his mom was working. Mm-hmm. And every morning before he go to school, I would tell him, I said, I'm asleep. You come in the room and you wake me up so I could pray for you. And remember, Michelle, I prayed for my grandson every morning before he got on that bus. We must tell our children, pray for them every morning before they go to school. And tell them that you love them.
Yes.
Put your arms around them and tell them that you love them. I heard a young man on that line last night, Pastor's grandson, Zion. Zion's going to be an awesome young man. He's going to be an awesome young man.
Amen. Praise God.
He walked in his grandfather's footsteps. Long as Pastor Eve is following Jesus, this young man going to follow his grandfather.
Yes.
I heard him share some things, what he heard his grandfather say on last night, and I hope he's listening. Young man, God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And you be prayerful. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you see your grandfather doing. God loves you. And be the best young man you can be. Be a man after God's own heart. Because God loves you. And this is not just for you. This is for every young man out there that's listening. Members of Michelle, you got some hot topics here. You got tears in my eyes.
Praise yes, God.
Say, I receive it.
You have
I
tears
receive
in
it.
My eyes.
Say, I receive it, ma'am.
I receive it, ma'am.
I love you. I love you, my son. I never met you. But God loves you.
I know. He Ooh, does. Geez.
Oh, praise God. Yes, he does.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
He loves you too.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you. God get the glory. Oh, praise Jesus for you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo, hallelujah.
Oh, Michelle. Jesus, I got so little sheet up my shot.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
I feel the power of God.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
I feel the power of God, minister Michelle, when you talked about the mess and God, what he'll do, he'll take your mess and turn it into a message.
Yes, he
and
will.
And prayer. And itching ears. Yes, we go to church and we listen as the preachers preach. Some preaching about money. Money. But it's not all about money. Yeah, we got to have money. We need money to live. We need money. But the love of money, the Bible says, is the root of all evil.
The word.
There's nothing
praise
wrong
God.
With having money, but it's the root of all evil.
Say that.
The root of all evil. We need to stop and preach Jesus.
Yes.
Preach Jesus. I'm through. I said what I had to say because I'm so
Oh,
cool.
man. Well, God bless you. God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
So much,
preach
Matthew.
Jesus. Preach. Is that the new up-and-coming show on Fridays that the name of that you guys came up with, Preach Jesus? Hey, don't get me to keep dropping hints. Amen. You know, we have a minister, Charlene, evangelist, the prophetess, from San Diego, California. We want to go ahead and bring her in live right now. We have Minister Terry coming on after that. And anybody else want to get in this conversation, go ahead and dial one. Minister Charlene, how are you? Good evening, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor E, man of God, and Minister Michelle, everybody. Praise
God
the Lord.
God bless you, Minister Charlene. Good to have you. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Yeah.
What do you think about these hot topics
on
tonight?
My spirit is so, huh?
What do you think about these hot topics on tonight?
Ooh, they have fire on them.
Go
they have fire on them. The hot topics have fire on them. That's the real deal, because it's hitting all type of categories. When you talked about if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you pray, you know you shouldn't worry. So, you know, I heard somebody say you can't have faith and worry at the same time, you know, because your faith is in God. So why would you be worrying when the God that created all things is in control? It, you know, it's not connected. It's not a connection with that. But being truthful,
Lord.
Worry has occur that where it does happen, because we try to figure out in our human mentality how things are going to work out. But in faith in God, it's already worked out. You know, we have to align ourselves, you know, in humility to say, Lord, help me to seek your face and follow what you're leading, what your will is for my life, because God has a plan for our lives. And he knows nothing is surprised. God's not surprised by anything that's going on. You know, when Jesus was on earth, he prophesied and spoke these things that were going to occur, even things that have yet not even happened yet, that he declared is going to happen, that the word declares is going to happen. You know,
amen.
And we can't, with our mind's eye, we can't fathom that the earth is going to be destroyed by fire one day. We can't comprehend that all these elements are going to one day be burned up, you know, and it brings fear, it grips, it makes a person feel like, oh, my God, you know, how are you going to escape such a situation? But God has made that escape available through Jesus Christ. You know, we have to keep bringing back to our remembrance what the word is also spoken, that Jesus said, I came that you might have life. He said that it's the prince of the power of the air, it's the devil who has blinded the minds of them so that they won't believe. He's blinding the minds, the understanding of those from that we recognize that the hope that is in Jesus is the hope we believe in. He came so that we would have life more abundantly in the earth and eternal life after, you know, to be with God. The reconciliation, the ministry of reconciliation, is to reconcile us back in relationship with God our Father. Hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
It makes you check that word and say, where is this word coming from? Where is this fear coming from? Because God doesn't want us to be afraid, fearful, or unbelieving. And then I just want to help and go through this other one about the second one said, yes, you were talking about the world's in a mess, and the message is Jesus. Amen to God.
Amen. Praise God.
I mean, that's
amen.
Because you think about it, it's like, wow. I mean, just from A to Z. And we could write down what we feel is a mess. And I have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, you're a mess. You know, because you think about, if Jesus died for me.
That's a good point.
He died to set me free from myself. I was a mess.
Myself
and,
as well.
And you think
yeah.
about it, all the stuff he's delivered me from the day I said yes to now, wow, I had a lot of mess in me. You know what I'm saying? And the truth
yeah,
is that
I hear you.
Jesus is a message. Jesus is a message. And then the other one really got me. About number three, it says, do you have itching ears or do you have ears to hear the truth? And I was thinking about it, the scripture, John 4:48. Let me find it real quick. John 4:48. Is that the scripture, Lord Jesus? Then Jesus said unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
All right.
And so many people in this world look at the signs and wonders. They look at, like the Bible says, scoffers are going to be in the last days. Well, you know, they said he was coming. Well, wait a minute. The signs have been showing. And God the intent is that no sign will be given but the sign of the Son of Man that he died and was buried and rose again on the third day. That's the main sign this generation. They need to know that.
Amen.
But death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ is the number one sign. God showed all these other signs before the end, but he showed a unique sign of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And,
awesome.
You know, having itching ears, we don't want to hear, oh, you know what, you need to forgive. You know what, you need to love. You need to let that go. We don't want to hear that. Love your enemies. You're holding on to so much pain. You know, that was yesterday. That was 10 years ago. Let it go. We want to hear, yeah, you know, they wronged you. Yeah, huh? Yeah, don't speak to them no more. You know, you're getting this carnal advice that don't free us where we're captive. And it's a lie from the pit that says, you know, you're more free holding on to stuff than being free doing things God's way. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The life he's trying to tell us about is eternal life, but life and freedom from the declared intent and mission of Jesus Christ to come into the earth in the first place. He came to teach about the law, the word of the kingdom. It's not a law. It's a liberty and liberation of sin, of the flesh, of the devil, my God, and of the world.
Amen.
And it's just a, you know, I wish I could just break it all down how it came to me. I said I'm so full, but I'm so grateful because it's like, you know, all signs point back to Jesus. You know, from Genesis to Revelation, it was the revelation of God coming to set the captives free. He said, I'm going, by my own arm, I'm going to bring salvation. He is trying to bring us through this darkness. When he said, let there be light, he's trying to speak light. He already proclaimed it. Light.
Light.
My God. So the world is getting darker, but guess what? The light is still shining. And if they turn it back, my God, on the light, where's it going to lead them?
Glory.
But he said, let your light shine. My God, no matter who at the highest level hates you in the earth realm, don't mean God hates you from his realm. Okay? Because he is the one that sent love.
All right, Mr. Carolyn, you're bringing that word.
Compassion. He's the one that sent the forgiveness. It's like, consider the source. You know, where is this voice coming from? He said, my sheep hear my voice. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing yourself? Are you hearing the devil? Are you hearing the word? World? Are you hearing your friends? He said, I am the way. If you're coming through Jesus, he's the only door. He said, anybody that came other than him will try to come through the door any other way is a thief and a robber. So it's really a humble road. It's a low road. It's a yes, Lord road. It's a submissive unto God road. And it's not about me being hurt on this line. It's like, Lord, this is the real deal. Because when it's all said and done, the Lord, it's his will to say, if you deny me, I'll deny you.
All right.
And it's just being, he's just being real and honest. He's saying, I came for you. I came for you. And so it'll blow your mind because you feel like, no, well, nobody did nothing for me. Well, guess what? Jesus did. And if you ain't nobody else did nothing or won't do nothing else, Jesus did. And I mean, and that's
glory.
Just the bottom line. So, I'm just full. And
amen.
I just thank God.
Praise God.
For you, for these hot topics. I'm telling you, I'm on my way to rehearsal, but I'm going blazing.
Praise God. Well, that was excellent input, and I thank you for calling in, Minister Carolyn, and I appreciate all that you just imparted on us. I thank God for you. Praise God that he is worthy to be praised. Awesome.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. God bless you.
Yes. Glory. Y'all
glory,
get
hallelujah.
Man.
Glory.
Let the one man here get involved. I see James is on the line, but we do have another caller. That don't get off. Minister Charlene, I want you to stay live during this part here. But we have a live caller for you, Minister Michelle. Lazaria is live here in the Now Network studio. She has a word.
Amen, Lazaria. God bless you.
Hello.
Well, hello, Lazaria.
Hey.
God bless you. You
Thank
have a word
you.
For us? You're welcome.
Just say hi. What did you get out of what you heard? She had it all together.
She got it. Go ahead, Lazaria. You got it, girl.
God's good for everybody. God's good for responsible, and you're also responsible for yourself. And when you do things that you're not supposed to, you're going to be responsible to get in. God is responsible for everything.
Well, praise God. That's a great story. Amen. That was awesome recap. Amen. To God be the glory, and you are responsible. Hallelujah, Zaria. You are responsible. Thank you for calling in and giving us that word on responsible. And I see God doing mighty things in your life, young lady. Continue to let him use you. Continue to be a leader. Do not be a follower. You are the temperature. You are the gauge. You set the temperature. You're the thermometer. You set the temperature. People come up to where you at. You don't have to go down to nobody else. Amen. So continue to be that leader. Continue to be that light. God is going to open doors for you that no man can close. There are great things in store for you. For those that believe in the Lord, God bless you. Lazaria. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Minister Terry is live next. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Good evening, family. Good evening. I'm just excited listening to the beautiful sister Little Lazaria speaking and Little Zion when he was speaking earlier, too.
Amen.
But, yes, amen. Praise God.
Yeah, they got me all excited.
I tell you, these are some hot topics, I tell you. What was that first one?
Sister,
pray.
The first one is
pray.
If you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, then why pray?
Well, that's right. You know what? But you know what? Minister Michelle and Patsy and all the listeners, all the family on board, I tell you, I used to pray, and I would take my birds, take them right back with me instead of leaving them there. But then, you know what? When you start reading his word, and I know Matthew 7:7, seek, ask, and knock. And before then, you know, if you don't know his words, you don't know these things. So, and, ooh, I tell you, sisters, yes, the world is a mess. But, ooh, the Lord is the message. And I tell you, whatever going on in the world, ooh, in it, not of it, I just tune it out and delight myself in him and act like I'm just, hey, going on by his business and leaving all else alone. But you know what, Minister Michelle, Pastor E, and the family, I had to learn with prayer to be patient, to be patient.
Say that,
Minister. Because God's timing, yes. I learned patience in his word because his timing is so much different from our timing. So this is some awesome hot topics. And let nothing take you off, ooh, the prize, which is in Christ Jesus. He'll set you free of everything. Forgiveness, unforgiveness, if you have that, he'll set you free of that. All he'll lift those burdens up from you. Just pour yourself out with Jesus Christ, I tell you. Your world will change. Ooh, praise Jesus. What? If that is Valentine's Day, preach Jesus.
Preach Jesus. Amen.
Awesome hot topics. I tell you, I love you guys, family. God bless.
We love you. God bless you. And be sure to tune in tomorrow, the 52 Weeks of Love and What's the Word with Minister Terry. Two awesome women. Two awesome, mighty women of God on fire. For God to call in and be blessed tomorrow, 12 noon, that's Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock, that's Central Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in.
Amen. Glory be to God. Love you all, family.
Love you.
God bless you, sis.
Keep doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Anyone else? Come on, get involved. Dial 1 and get in the conversation. We still have a few minutes before we end this conversation. You know,
amen.
I'm giggling. I got my grandkids. You got something else to say?
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. Lazari was like, she's giggling.
You're also responsible of yourself, too.
Yes, you are.
I thought
praise
I got
God.
That part already.
Thank you, Lazari.
Yeah, y'all know, Pastor, you'll keep it real. I got that part already.
God also loves you, too. And God always pray you guys.
Amen, amen.
That's my
thank
prayer
you,
with me. I got my prayer warrior. I got my praise team over here. It's going down.
I see. They better watch out. You got your little army over there.
It's going down.
Amen.
God is good. God is good.
Praise God. That's awesome.
Everybody is great.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, get in this conversation. You see, we're having fun here tonight. I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. So if you have something, if not, Minister Michelle, your recap.
Sure. I just want to say in the recap that these were some good hot topics on tonight. And just do a little recap real quick. You know, number one was, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, why pray? We know that prayer is the best thing that we can do. And then, yes, the world is a mess, but God is the message. And the message is already that the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ Jesus, that all you have to do is confess your sins, and God is faithful, he is just, he will forgive you. Do you have itching ears? Number three, ears that want to hear the truth. Yes, we want to hear the truth. Amen. So continue to hold on to God, unchanging hand, because he changes not. Your life is with purpose. You are wonderfully created. You are loved by the Most High God, and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you. favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my seed to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen at this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed ground that is blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my seed.
To do what?
To reap what I have.
You say, this is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Everything.
Responsible.